Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Do you think you could give up, actually, your WhatsApp, your Instagram, your Google Map and your fitness tracker on your phone? Because apparently there's a growing trend of people ditching their smartphones for the simpler, the less connected life. And enter stage left, the dumb phone, the Nokia 3210. It's making a comeback. So is it time to go back to the 3210 type phones? Our own tech correspondent in News Talk, Jess Kelly, is with me here today. Jess, who are these phones aimed at?
Everybody and anybody. That's the thing with these phones. So for such a long time, you know, Nokia dominated. When you thought of mobile phones, you thought Nokia or BlackBerry. They were the only players in town. Then when the smartphone came along, they just died a death because they didn't embrace the app system and that kind of interface the same way the likes of Apple did. But now in recent years, they have made a comeback and they are really popular with people like us. Who are
no? Now you and I are not the same. So just
no,
like
just hear me.
Right,
people like you and I who have our phones glued to us at all times, and we're given out about the doom scroll on a Friday and a Saturday and a Sunday. These phones are designed for people like us who want to switch off from the world of social media and the big screen, and you want to go to a more disconnected world on your weekends. So I know people who would swap their SIM card from their Notion iPhone to one of these dumb phones on a Friday. They'll ignore the Instagram and the Twitter and the whatever else. They'll be contactable because it still works for calls and texts.
Would you be bothered?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't be able
to. No.
I genuinely wouldn't.
Sorry, if you want to embrace a phone that doesn't have apps and so much access to social media, just change phone.
Well, that's the other thing, is people are now doing that. But I do think that there is this balance between, you know, a lot of us are using social media for our jobs. People like to post on LinkedIn every time they get a gold star from their boss. Like, there's an element of needing to be connected for work. And so having that alternative to switch off. It's also really popular with the Gen Zers. The younger people are now looking to shut down a little bit, not be as contactable on multiple platforms at all times. But the big thing with these phones, think of the time of year that we're at right now. We are coming into festival season.
Oh, yeah.
I was running TY Week here last week and all the kids were talking about was Longitude. Then our generation are obviously very excited for Electric Picnic.
Calvin Harris, Saturday night.
Bit of Kylie.
Oh, sorry, love Kylie.
Love a bit of Kylie. Yeah. So people are looking towards festival season, and it's not just about, you know, trying to focus on the music and be present. It's battery life. If you're going to EP on the Friday and you're not coming home until the Monday morning, your Notion's iPhone is not going to last.
Listen, forget about Electric Picnic for a moment. I'm going to Glastonbury in June.
Forgot you're going to
Glastonbury. Yeah, and Dee, my producer, has told me and has been telling me for months, I need to get an old school brick phone just to get through Glastonbury to be able to contact friends when I'm there for the 5 days.
Yeah, no, you absolutely, the company behind the Nokia phones, the research and HMD Global, they've just brought out a new version of the Nokia 3210. And I think you need to get your hands on one. It's £79. It's got a 1,450 milliamp battery. That'll last you a few days. Mm. It has limited features and all the rest. But in terms of calls and texts and finding your friends, you absolutely need to get one.
So I think the WhatsApp's probably going to be an issue there as well, if there's how many thousand people looking to use it at the one time. So at least we could text, just where are you, you know, the meeting point.
Carrier pigeon, one or the other, because signal will be an absolute issue, but the battery life is a huge thing.
£79 though for 5 days is, I mean, in terms of return on my investment, less than going to start going to Glastonbury as a regular.
But you're lucky at the end of the
week. I thought you'd have a couple of retro phones around the house. You strike me as someone who keeps them.
Do you know what? There's a box under my desk.
Of course there is. Aren't you rightly? I'm not raiding that, to be honest. But
these are ones that I, like, I have my first ever phone that I bought with my communion money. And I have every phone.
You bought a phone with your communion money. Yeah, that's how much younger you are than me.
Through the glass. Yeah, they're all under my desk.
I bought a bike.
Oh, but you're such an active girly in there now.
Who knew, actually? That's a real shock, isn't it?
I was just a dork. But no, I have every phone. I can't part with them. But if you look at them, I'll post a picture on Twitter, actually, so you can see.
Mm.
But It's those phones with the buttons that you used to put a Hello Kitty cover on and paint your initials in nail varnish. And you could also throw to shut a door. I remember using the 3310.
Stop.
Shuffling it at the door to close the door because I was too lazy to get out of bed. And they were indestructible. So those phones, they are making a comeback. But as much as I love the idea of it, I can tell you now, I would not be able to make
it. No.
I couldn't do it.
No, either
could
I.
Somebody said to me before, oh, wouldn't it be a great report idea if you were to move to one of these phones for a few days? It absolutely would, but the anxiety or ash would be all up in neck. I could not cope. There's not a hope.
So it's kind of the Gen Zers, the festival chic people like myself or the wannabe ones.
And busy millennials who've got notions and time to swap cards.
Sorry, like if you've enough time to start swapping phones at the weekend, then, you know,
you're Ariana Grande. You don't need to worry.
Yeah, like, sorry, I don't buy that at all. Are they in any way more advanced? Like, I presume they still don't have the game Snake.
They do. Snake is like a central, that's why people would buy this, is for Snake. Right. They do have 4G connectivity, so you will get, you know, super clear calls. They do have very basic cameras, but it's 2 megapixels. Like, you wouldn't be printing them out or even putting them up on your Instagram.
Mm.
But the idea is for people who want the anti-smartphone. So I think they have evolved, but it's the simplicity that is the selling point.
Yeah. Well, sorry, at a price point of €79 as your investment in your phone for a few years, it's a very good price point.
It's a very good,
like, comparatively to what you pay for a smartphone.
Yeah, and I know people who don't like, you know, who still enjoy the buttons, texting with buttons. There's definitely a market for it. And I'm so happy to see that Nokia is continuing the legacy of these phones. Because as I said at the start, they were synonymous with mobile phones back in the day.
My first phone was it the Nokia 5110, if I got that right?
Yeah.
It was like the really old school, nearly like a car phone type mobile.
That was
it a Motorola? No, it was a Nokia, wasn't it?
No.
It was a black one.
I have one of those outside on the desk.
Oh, can I borrow that for glass? Yeah, that was it.
That. That was my dad's phone. I still have it out on the desk outside.
Can I take that to glass? Yeah, what if I lose it though? Imagine the sentimental value.
You see, one day I'm going to set up a mobile phone museum. That's what I say to people.
Oh, right.
I'll
invest in that early on now.
This
is going to make money, do you?
I'm such a hoarder. I need to find excuses as to why I hold on to things. And my lie that I tell everyone is that I'm keeping them to open a museum someday. It's just that I'm insane.
Can you still get the sort of, well, some people thought they were cool, the covers and people putting nail varnish and all that crack on them.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Like, sure that, like, Amazon
love all that.
All the rest. But yeah, I'm sure that there are people out there who will do it. But I love the old sentimentality, I have to say.
I'm surprised there's not some PC crowd now jumping up and down about people calling them the so-called dumb phone.
Oh, that's happened. That happened a few years ago. But it's look, if you're going to get outraged, absolutely knock yourself out.
I'd love to get outraged.
Yeah,
Jess Kelly, thanks a million as always.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.